Children, Oakland, California, October 18, 1877. Dear children, we are usually well. Father is improving in health. He walks out every morning around the square of one, two, or more blocks, and after dinner the same. He rides out a considerable part of the time. We think he will do well in this pleasant atmosphere. There are some things I would like to have sent in the next box, one of my 5 nightdresses. These flannel suits of Father's, do not send. He will not be able to wear them. Pay Ellen Anton for making of them. Father had a coat and broadcloth vest with baptizing suit. Take care of these. Do not send them, but take care of them. I did not see them after I left the campground. I want my best silk parasol and one of my best cotton ones sent in the first box. Send my cashmere, the remnants, and my dress rolled up. It is, I think. I was so surprised to find in a trunk 4 pairs of old pants of Father's that I never designed should cross the plains, while none of my selections were put in. Only 1 pair of the 4 I designed should come. I should have been consulted in regard to these things. I wondered what had brought up the weight of Father's trunk, but it was explained when I saw the contents. There is a black cashmere sack somewhere. I wish I had it. I cannot tell all the things I laid out to come. You need not send flannels, as we shall not need them here. Father suffers more with heat than cold. The weather is beautiful. Reformers came last night. We find Edson well situated. He has built 2 small houses on his lot, rents one for $12 per month. He lives in the other. Had moved before we arrived. He does well in the office. We hope he will have the help of God in all he does. Write to us. Not 1 line from home yet. We will drop a line often if you will, but if you do not write, I fear we may be inclined to do the same. Mother.